Let's go to Ephesians 3:14. Ladies and gentlemen, the captain has turned on the seatbelt sign light. I would advise you to keep your seatbelt on and remain in your seats until the turbulence is over today, because we're going to go somewhere. And some of it may be a little new to you, and you may go, what? But if you'll stick with me, you'll end up understanding what I am trying to tell you. And it's going to take me about 3/4 through my introduction, and then the last part, you will get what I'm trying to I'm going to deliver it to you, and you are going to get it because you're scriptorians and big spiritual people. Hallelujah. Ephesians 3:14. Are y'all here? Praise the Lord. For this reason, I bow my knees to, this is Apostle Paul praying, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might through the Spirit in the inner man. That Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width, the length, depth, and height, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think, according to the power that is working in us. Y'all looking at that? Praise the Lord. Good. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I want to call your attention to verse 18. May be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height. Width, length, depth, and height are called dimensions. They bring forth a dimension. If you want to know the dimension of a box, you measure the length times width times depth times height, or that would be actually cube, okay? How long is it? How wide is it? How deep is it? Right? Is that what you would do? You'd figure out how you're going to do that. If you built anything in your life, you've done that, or measured a space for where you're going to put something, furniture or something, you know that. So if you want to measure the love of God, you look into dimensions. The outcome would be that you would understand. Now, this is the outcome. If you'll look into how deep his love is, how great he is, how good he is, you're going to be able to comprehend with all the saints this, and you're going to see exceeding abundantly above all you could have asked or thought. You're going to get it. It's going to be above that because he's able to do that. Amen. Come on, y'all get off jury duty now. Put a little smile on your face. Get happy. All right. Now, dimensions are essential to break into if we're going to be achievers of the purposes of God, or the will of God in this earth. We're going to need to break into dimensions. It's impossible for us to do the things of God that God wants us to do based on our attempts alone, our programs, our just basic flat church, okay? Yeah. Now, it's important, it's imperative that we have the initiative to be progressive. We want to do that. There are desires, there's aspirations that we have to move forward. We want to do this. It's good. I commend you. God commends all of us that we want to do these things. We want to move forward. It's good. But church, there are dimensions that we know very little about. And we have very little knowledge of them. And we need to penetrate and break into these if we're going to be the high achievers of the things that God wants us to be. Right. Once again, we don't want to be that creek. We want to be a river that can move things. Mm-hmm. Could I say to you, just in your prayer life, that's true.
Yeah.
Don't dry up. That was free, but you get what I'm saying. So we need to move into these places. We're going to find there's power there. We're going to find there's more joy there. We're going to find that we have a deeper comprehension or an understanding of the things of God if we'll move forward into some of these places and understand them. And, you know, look, I commend evangelism. Winning people to Jesus is number one. It's always going to be. People need to get saved. That's first and foremost. I think it's right on whatever level you're doing it on. It's a good thing. I love revelation. I love great teaching and so on and so on and all the things we do and the worship and the prayer and all these things we do. I believe we're on target. Mm-hmm. I do. Yet there are so many Christians who live under demonic influence. There are whole Christian countries right now, church, that are in poverty. There are cities that are under tremendous darkness, even in this land. And we could, you could sit here and name them. You know what they are. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we're going to have to be dimensional people in our thinking. As a man thinketh, so is he. We're going to have to press into the things of God. And I think we could all agree that we're not accessing God like Adam did in the garden. I mean, he had the mind of God. He knew how to think it and have it. He could move forward. He could do things that, and there are things he was doing that we don't do. Amen. In the world of physics, they go beyond three dimensions, which we would call solids. The fifth dimension is a micro dimension of space too small to see. Now you don't go nuts on me here. You learned some of this in third grade. There's an atom and there's a cell. There's an atom, neutrons, protons. And y'all learned all that. Right. You know, if you paid any attention, some of y'all are like, we did. Well, I did. So I think you did, but you can't see an atom with the naked eye. You can't see what's below that. And there are things smaller than atoms. We call this quantum physics or quantum mechanics. And don't let that start throwing you. Don't let this overload your brain. These are subatomic particles, subatomic particles. But what is interesting in the subatomic world is that there's movement. Okay. And I'll just throw it out there for you because I think you're big enough to understand this. When observed, they can change their shape.
Yeah.
A person could look at them through a microscope and they can take waveform and particle form and waveform and particle form. And depending on who's looking at them, they can get different. And that's what's just messing with the people who work in physics. That's what's messing with their mind. Jesse could look in there and see something, then I could look in there and see something, and they're kind of lining themselves up with who we are, whichever one of us is looking. Are you with me?
Yeah.
That's real, real basic, but I feel like that'll at least get you out here with me just a little bit. So, for us, what we believe and say can change outcomes.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah.
We call it faith. Mm-hmm. Okay? We call it faith. Or we could call it fear, depending on what you're looking from. Faith will be answered by God, the heavenly realm. Fear will be answered by darkness and the enemy. So I guess you know who to go with. That's not too hard. Amen. Just walk with me. Now we skipped the fourth dimension. So let's back up. We talked about one, two, three. Let's talk and five. Let's talk about four. The fourth dimension is time. And there's something interesting about time because space dimensions can be moved backwards and forwards. You can do things with them, but time only goes forward. No matter where you are today, it's 10:59. By the time we get through here, it'll be about 11:45 to 11:59, and it's not going to be 9:59. 59. It's going to move forward. No matter what you do, time is going to move forward. When I look in the mirror, I see that time moved forward. I used to look a whole lot like Irie. Same hair, skinniness, beautifulness like she. Maybe I wasn't quite that beautiful, but I don't look like that anymore. Time has moved me forward. But I'll be okay in just a few years when you see me in heaven. Y'all are gonna, it's gonna be, praise the Lord. Now, you can change the shape of length and width and height and depth, but time only moves forward. However, we can perceive something beyond our physical dimensions. It's called eternity. Yeah. Eternity is out of time. God was, God is, God shall be. You are eternal. You have something on the inside of you right now that is eternal. When you were born again, you lit up on the inside. Your spirit lit up and it's eternal. You were crucified with Christ. You're all the way back and all the way forward. Right now, a piece of heaven is in you. Right now it is. Right now it is. God is in you. Holy Spirit's in you. Heaven is in you. The anointing is on you. You need to become aware of these dimensions. How dare us just say, I'm only human. We're born again, Christians, little Christs. Just walk with me and you're going to get this. 0 point is just 1 point. It'd be just like a dot on a page. Okay? A line, draw one line, and that's called the first dimension. Okay? That's one dimension. A box is 2 dimensions. A cube is 3 dimensions. That's what you are. You're 3-dimensional. This world is 3-dimensional. Time is the 4th dimension. Quantum is the 5th dimension. Things are physically, they're really there, church. They're really here right now, but you just can't see them. There are many things that you can't see. When God said, light in me be, he wasn't making the sun and the stars. He was releasing God energy. He was releasing frequency. He was releasing sound and a number of other things. He was releasing what was in him. Because it is creative ability that would be released in the earth so you could use it. So Adam could use it. Amen. You have all these things. I hope this is beginning to get dimensional to you. No pun intended. So, you have all these dimensions, but then you have the spirit world. Eternity. So God has many dimensions. Love has many dimensions. But just before we go any further, I want to make this perfectly clear. Perfectly clear. Okay? Yeah. Right now. I am in no way promoting metaphysical interpretations of quantum physics. Right. I do not believe New Age or all of the, what's that other, all the junk. I believe in Jesus the Savior. I believe in the Word of God.
Yeah.
Amen. And I know you do too. It doesn't make some of the stuff, though, there that we have. You know, New Agers and others, they believe that the power of consciousness influences the material reality. They believe in a single universe consciousness that permeates all things and so on. But to all of their counterfeits, there are truths.
Yeah.
Church. Did y'all know there's counterfeit money?
Yeah.
Are y'all going to go home and burn your money to make sure you don't have any counterfeit?
No.
No. So we have to extract the precious from the worthless.
Right. Yeah. Good.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. Put to sit your religious hat on your seat and listen to me. Yeah. Extract that God is powerful. Extract that God is eternal. Extract that that science is proving God through quantum physics. It proves God. It proves faith. I like what Annette Capps did. She wrote a book called Quantum Faith because she understood how faith moves mountains. It's literal. This stuff is literally happening. And by the time I get marched down the line here, you'll get the idea of how we can look at this. I mentioned it to you Wednesday a little bit. But so we do believe that we can influence the material reality by faith because we believe we can speak things into existence. That's how you got born again. How did you get born again? Believing and saying. Well, I just believe, then you're not born again. What? No. You have to say Jesus is Lord. You have to speak Jesus is Lord. No wonder you don't have any power. You got to speak that Jesus is Lord and confess that God raised him from the dead. And then you'll be saved. Well, where are you getting that? I'm getting that from Romans 10. If you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, not that he exists, that Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. You hear people say, well, I've always believed. There's some denominations, particularly that friends of mine have been in, and they go, well, I just always believed. Well, demons believe. But to be born again, you have to do some confessing. And I don't care if you were born in a preacher's house. If you don't do it yourself, you might want to do it today. You might want to say, Lord, I believe Jesus, I believe you are Lord, and I believe that God raised you from the dead. And I receive you as my Savior. You need to say it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that was for somebody.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. So, you know, we believe that thoughts and attitudes are powerful. Don't you?
Yeah.
We know that we can change an atmosphere. Man, you better know someone can change an atmosphere. You could go through the grocery line and there's somebody there that'll change an atmosphere one way or the other. Yes, you can change an atmosphere pretty quick, and you can turn it around with what you say.
Yes, you can. You sure can.
Amen. Deb experienced a person who became her friend, and who I'm not sure what they believe, but she said, so you're a minister? And Deb says, yes, I am. And she reached out and grabbed her hand and said, I hope that doesn't bring anything between us. And that person immediately turned to favor. You can change that atmosphere. You know, some people are like, here we go. Here's a preacher in here. I want it. No. Oh, okay. It turned to that. You can change it by releasing something into the atmosphere. Y'all get this. Amen. So my point is that we need to take time to extract the precious here from some of this worthless stuff. Okay. Now, church, the world of quantum physics brings science and God together. That's what you have to get. Grow up. It's the truth. There's a song that the Beach Boys used to sing. It's called Good Vibrations. You heard of it?
Mm-hmm.
You're singing it right now, aren't you? Because you think that Barbara Ann gave him good vibrations, right? They're singing about a girl they like. But vibrations are present. When God spoke, he released certain frequencies. Now, the people who are massage therapists in the room, those of you who are chiropractic and such and are kinetically exposed here to things, you know that the human body is electric. Am I right? There's pressure points, there's medium places, you're electric and you're on a frequency. And the earth is on a frequency. They tell us, particularly those of us who fly a lot and drive a lot, you need to take your shoes off and walk out on the ground. So that you don't get too electric. It's very good for you to recharge from the earth. What? You're looking at me like, what? Absolutely. If you'll go out and stand on the frequency of the earth, it'll calm your system down. They actually sell mats that ground you. It's a big deal. It's called grounding and earthing, right? So people are like, oh, that's just a bunch of hoodoo. That's just a bunch of junk. I don't believe. Well, see, the thing is you have to understand that when God created the earth, he is now upholding it by the word of his power. Not the power of his word, the word of his power. So everything is beaming. Everything is moving. This chair is vibrating. Now that's a scientific fact. It's just a scientific fact that we're all vibrating right now. We are all on certain frequencies right now. So when you sing, let the weight of your glory, there's a frequency in that song that actually helps you. When you pray in tongues, there is actually a frequency in that. They've proven it scientifically that it actually skips the brain and goes to the spirit and brings change. That's a short version of that. I don't have time to teach on it. But there's things that happen to you in God. Well, I don't believe in any of this stuff. Well, you know, you just need to expand your spiritual thinking a little bit. Because life is just not gimme caps and corn dogs. I'm not trying to be, and I love gimme caps, guys. In fact, I like some of the, you guys have great ones on today. What I'm talking about is, understand the dimensions that you're just living in just physically. Right. That right now your heart is beating because of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Right now your souls are, your cells are reproducing in your body because of Jesus. Yeah. Right now you have a light on the inside of you. Your body is functioning and working on frequency because of God created you. Amen. There's momentum going on the inside of you. How long does it take to get rid of your cells and get new ones? Anybody know? 7 years? Okay, so see, but it's a process. Moving forward. What? You're living.
True. Yeah.
I know some of you feel like you're a little dead, but you are alive. When I get where I'm going, you're going to be happy that you didn't make an ugly face. Now, vibrations are much more. When you were in science class, you learned certain building blocks. The smallest detectable parts were an atom and what it's made of, but there are smaller parts. They are subatomic particles, quarks, leptons, neutrinos. They're all smaller than that. But then you can go farther, and you can get something that cannot be defined as a particle. You're going to be glad that you know this in about 3 minutes. Packets of energy are constantly vibrating. That's good. And they seem to be able to change from particle of matter to waves of energy like light and back. They're moving. Now what does this have to do with faith? What does this have to do? Well, it's called potential, possibilities. In other words, God created you in his image, and you are able to use your faith and do something Jesus did. Move mountains. Get rid of sickness.
Yeah.
Move forward. Receive prosperity. Help other people. Witness. You're able to do all these things because on certain levels, and I'm not even to the good spiritual part yet, but just right here, you're walking and talking and moving and flowing, and these things can shift around so they can obey the spirit part of you. You're not having to drag a dead horse. I hope you just got that.
Yeah.
You can change your tomorrow. Not without God. God in you changes tomorrow. God in you. God is in you. Church, Lynn Hammond used to tell us this all the time. God loves your body and your soul as much as he loves your spirit. He loves all of you. He's not always pleased with that body and soul, but he does love it. And it is a part of you that he has created, and he wants it to function with the spirit. Your spirit should be in charge of your body and your soul. Yeah. And if your spirit is in charge, it can tell all of those vibrations to line up and do what's right. It can tell demonic vibrations to get out. And if you'll notice, when Jesus prayed for the sick, he did not say, "Oh Lord, thank you God, thank you Father for healing this person." He said, "Get out of him in the name of Jesus. Blindness leave." You know, when a person gets arrhythmia and stuff, and the two parts of their hearts get out of rhythm from each other. Mm-hmm. That people live life like that a lot. Huh. But it can go right back in.
That's right.
It could go right back in.
Yeah.
And your heart, your spirit, and your physical heart can line up perfectly with each other.
That's right.
At 9:40 on Sunday mornings, we pray together. If you're really praying with us and not standing there and just trying to be a good person. Yeah. And you're really praying with us.
Yeah.
We become one.
True.
And when we become one, we create. And when we become one, we sink. And when you enter into worship with the worship team, you become one. When you're not judging whether or not you like the song. Or what? Well, if it's truly moving me. And we all have done that. This doesn't move me. But we'll just get into it anyway. No sin of preference. Yeah. And you just move into some things. We get on a certain level. And then people start prophesying. People start ministering. People start flowing. Can you sense right now? There's an increase right now. If you're tuning in and we're getting on one plane right now. And it's all spiritual. And then God has our bodies locking in and paying attention, and God can move, and God will heal you and bless you and give you revelation and change your life because you're getting on a certain frequency, if you want to name it that. You can just say, "I'm getting in the spirit."
Yeah.
I'm just giving you some help in this. Packets of energy. I wish I had time to go into it all, but I'm just trying to set you up for something. Because we're all vibrating. Every solid thing is vibrating. We know that. Now, let's go where we need to go with this. God is light. He's not the sun. He's not the moon. He's not the stars. He's a spirit. And when he said, "Light be," Holy Spirit was hovering. Now, if you go look that up, Holy Spirit was what? Vibrating. He's vibrating. He's fluttering. And he's ready like a bird. He would flutter over something. He's there positioned and ready to do what's going to be spoken. I hope you just got that. Holy Spirit is ready, and there's a frequency, and things are vibrating right now, and he is ready to move in this natural world for you by what your vibrations that come out of your mouth will say. And what, may I add this, what attitude it comes out with.
Right. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. Because there's a frequency about your attitude.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yes. Religious people won't get this at all. But spiritual people will. Holy Ghost people will. Not New Age, Holy Ghost people get what I'm talking about. faith people get this. So if you need to make the correction, make it. God created the particles of matter that would be used to shape his ultimate invention of heaven and earth. All the particles were created. I'm going to put seed. I'm going to do this. I'm going to make this. I'm going to make aminals. Animals. Carter called them aminals, so I'm still doing that. Sorry about that. Animals, I'm gonna, and what's gonna happen? They're gonna be named, and Adam's gonna name them, and he's gonna say, that is a giraffe, and that's a frog. And they're gonna live as those, right? They're gonna be who they were named, right?
Yeah.
Amen. That is a mule. No, he couldn't have said that. They had to be created by a donkey and a horse. But they were. All right, now, walk with me. God, when he created, it's energy, it's power, dunamis, and authority, exousia, both are present at creation. Sound, frequencies, vibrations, light, and timelessness. All in God, but then he's going to place the world in time. But you can jump it. You're like, what are you talking about? Talk about popping a quiff here. What it means is when prophetic words come forth, they establish something that hasn't happened yet, right?
Amen.
They'll say, you're going to have a baby. Or I see you have a baby. And then, but there was no baby yet. But then there was a baby. Now, what happened? Well, there was a baby when the word was said.
That's right.
That was the seed. That's right. That's the vibration. That's the frequency. That's what prophets did. Prophets spoke things before they happened.
Amen.
That's what you do. You are the prophet of your own life. I am healed. I am delivered. I am victorious. Where'd we get that? I'm the father of many nations. That's where we got it. Romans 4. You call things that are seem to not be as though they were. Church, you are getting that I'm talking about faith here?
Amen.
I'm just trying to broaden your horizon so that you can see how earth will move for you. Jesus told the fig tree, you're not producing your frequencies off. You're gone. Put another frequency on you. Bye-bye. Now, because of false concepts regarding time and matter, our understanding gets limited when we're considering creation and eternal things. But if you can just get this, when you start talking about something, this is as easy as it is. It starts coming to you. Things start lining up. They'll start lining up. Counterfeits will try to come. You got to be smart enough to pick them off because there'll be some counterfeits. Well, I'm believing God for my husband. Well, some counterfeits could come along. He sure looked good in those jeans. He is a nice looking man. I think he could be my husband. I don't know. He ain't saved, but... you know, he don't go to church, but, you know, and he did a little of this and that. Well, you know, you might have a counterfeit. That might be real easy to pick off for us. Just because it looks good, smells good. But in your heart, God, you and God can bring in who really belongs to you. What really belongs to you. Man, I wish I'd like to own Pastor's house. I sure, you know what? I believe I receive. She gonna give me her house. You better quit believing you receive that, cause I'm staying in my house. You on the wrong path. That's my house. Now, if God told me to give it away, I'll give it away. It doesn't matter to me. I only have one thing in my life that God told me I would never give away. So I'm whatever he says, and I'm wearing it around my neck. And that's my anchor. It's the only thing he said, you'll never have to give that away. So you know what I did? So Deb's anchor was stolen in the Caribbean, on Tortola, actually. And so all these years she hasn't had an anchor. That, y'all understand, Anchor was the name of our original ministry, Anchor Ministries, is the mothership. And so I thought, well, I'm not giving her mine. Because God said, well, come on. God said I didn't have to. So me and God came up with an idea. Go over to Whitestone Jewelry and tell them to make one out of mine. And they made it perfect, and she's wearing it today. See what I mean? So there are ways to give away what you have. You can reproduce it. Now, that ought to be some in someone's thinking right now, entrepreneurs. There are ways to do that. Okay. Well, why are you talking about that? I don't know. I just thought you might want to know. Okay. Now, so we have to get rid of these false concepts. So when God said, or God sang, or God used certain words, it brought forth certain things. Did it? I'm going to produce these trees, and they're going to have seed in them. That's what he said, and it happened. Whatever Jesus said happened because he said what the Father said. There's your good vibrations. Being in the image of God, I can do the same thing. I heard a guy on YouTube yesterday just tear some a church up because of a song they sang. He preached all the way through the most perfect thing I've heard. Well, that's... It should be word-based. A song should be like a sermon. It shouldn't have anything in it that would cause us to not be able to believe. Because when you start singing songs with the wrong words, like, you know, you picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille, or something like that. You want to be singing that kind of stuff, you know. But most of you are like, I don't know what that song is. That's good. You don't need to. So, you know, just junk songs, you know. But when you start singing the right thing and doing the right thing and hearing the right, then you can produce through God. Now this guy, he said, now this line was good. Now first of all, he's judging. He's judging. Like some of you are judging my sermon today. Now, he's judging, and he tells, now this line was okay, and this line was okay, but when they said, I can speak, and this will happen, how dare them? I said, whoa! He has no revelation that they have. Because all faith is, from the time you got born again, is believing and speaking. And speaking, Jesus said, I give you power and authority. Apostle Paul said in Ephesians 1 that we're seated with Christ in heavenly places, and everything has been put under our feet. And though we were dead, he quickened us and made us alive. And we actually have authority on this earth. This is a sideline, but let me just say this to you. Stop judging what you have no revelation of yet. Stop it. Stop it. Oh, get a thing you said. I just think it's blasphemy. Stop it. Don't cross God's anointing. Faith works by believing and saying. And one of the greatest revelations that we will ever have is being able to pull your tomorrow into today. That's what the science, the physics world calls a tachyon, which is it's a Greek word, church. It comes from the Apostle Paul talking about shortly, swiftly. That's what a word that it comes from.
Yeah.
What am I saying? I'm saying that you create by saying, and I'm telling you in a scientific way so that today you'll start using your words right. You're creating by saying. Same story I tell you every week. Same thing I preach to you all the time. Faith comes by hearing and hearing. Faith works by speaking, believing and seeing. This is the way you're going to get people saved. This is the way you're going to get healed. This is the way your life is going to get changed. Now, what the point I was trying to make to you with the prophetic is always spoken like let's say Isaiah. Remember, he prophesied Jesus, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Had Jesus come? But he prophesied it, and words were then stuck in the earth. So when that happened, Jesus coming to the earth then existed. Right then. Right then. I am the father of a multitude. I am. What happened? Out of time. Out of time. Think about David. David operated out of time. Did he? He acted like a saved man all the time. He didn't act like your normal Old Testament person. He knew some stuff, and he spoke some stuff. Just think about it. Yeah, most of you know enough scripture to understand what I'm saying. Don't let out of time run away with you. Just get above. I'm saying this now, so it is. And then subatomic particles work it out, and you have it. I said, John, I'm about to take the Lexus in. It has 95,000 miles on it. I think it's time for me to call Melanie and see what she's got and get a new car. And then I went to Deb and I said, Deb, you know what? I think it's time for my car that I want to go take it. And, I think we'll get in it. So, John is like our best friend. We tell him everything, you know. He is with us on a daily basis, works for the church and everything. So it's, he knows all our business, him and Danny, you know. So, I just started talking it, okay? Now, then I didn't say anything else about it much, a little bit. Yeah, we'll look at it. We'll look at it. I'll call Melanie. She always says it for us. We just go with the same person. Then Deb comes to me and says, you know what? You need to take that car in. Start looking for another one. Now, you're like, well, what are you getting at? Things started going in motion, and people started talking about it.
Yeah.
Now she's talking about it.
That's good. Yeah. That's good. Yeah. That's good.
And so you watch. Things will start showing up that look like a car I want.
Yeah.
Yeah, they will. Yeah, they will. Now, I could go the other way, too. You know, everybody in town's got the flu. I don't know. I don't know about the grocery store. I might better wear 14 masks when I go over there because something might happen. I need to do something about it. I could be getting it. I don't know what I could get. I don't know. I might get it. I might catch it. And what happens? Some of those forces will bring someone along and they'll cough right in your face because fear brought it in. I don't know. I don't think we're going to be able to pay our bills. I don't think we're going to pay your bills. What'll happen? Something else will break. I don't know. We're just not going to make it. No. Or, I don't know. I think that MJ was being smart to me. And I just don't know if I'm going to do. Did you know she's being smart to me? And then the next person says, well, you know what? She being smart to me, too. What's that? The devil moving things in the wrong way? You need to keep your mouth shut. You don't poison people. Well, I knew. I thought I saw. She got her arms crossed in church. If you're like me, it makes me comfortable. I sit like that. But just, I mean, you know, let's start reading. Oh, Chris has his cross too. He does not like what I'm saying today. I don't care if he like what I'm saying, but I love you. But the truth is see, you start doing and building all this. And listen, I'm going to tell you, as a staff, we've had to really watch it. Because we could really get into wondering why people do what they do. You know what I'm talking about? Well, why do you think they do that? Well, it's probably because their heart is hurting, and that's just speculation. If they don't tell you, leave it alone. Think about the birds. Go watch the birds. Do something else. The birds will put on a show for you. Won't they? I turn on the sprinkler. And here they all come. And there's like 5 hummingbirds. I mean, that's my entertainment. I don't know what y'all like, but they'll eat today. They'll drink today. They're getting their shower today. That little yearling out in the back there, she was eating. They're all having a good life today. God will look after you. But here's the one thing about you. You have the power within you, God in you, not you by yourself. God in you can change a situation. So put it in gear, church. Get it rolling today. Get it rolling today. Do something with it today. Get your harvest today. Get your, say, I have it now. I have it now. That's what prophecy does. You speak something and then you see it come to pass. How's that working? When you spoke it, it began to exist right then. The particles began to come into shape or move forward. You see your future as God sees it. God shows you something that is not real yet in this dimension, and by observing it, or what science calls popping a quiff, you cause the potential to become reality. And you know you've done it over and over and over, and a lot of times on the negative side. I told you this is going to happen. Some people on their gravestone need to put, I told you I was going to die. I'm dying, I'm dying, I'm dying. I feel like I'm dying. How about feel like you're living?
Amen.
Agree with God. Agree with God. He's on your side. He loves you. He's deep. He's wide. He's long. He could put up with a lot of stuff. He loves you on a level, a vibrating level you haven't even touched yet. Well, Pastor, I don't know why you had to put all that vibration frequency stuff in there. Well, just throw that part away and get this. God loves you. The Spirit's moving. And you can get that. I'm just trying to tell you that science is catching up with God. It isn't magical. God's not magical. God's not lucky. That's got the word Lucifer in it. You ought to drop that word out of your thoughts. The word weird means having to do with witchcraft. You ought to drop that out of your language too. God, here's my point. God set up a whole system that'll work for you. Right down to putting your feet down on the ground. There's physical stuff that are good for you. I got about 5 minutes, so I'm going to go with this. How many of y'all have ever heard of vitamin C?
Yeah.
Is it good for you?
Oh, yeah. It is.
It's vibrating.
It is. Yeah.
It has a frequency. Mm-hmm. You can't get it without putting it in you. Right? Mm-hmm. Your body doesn't make vitamin C. You got to put it in you. You got to put the word in you. Now you have something that'll catch it.
Yeah.
When you eat food, it comes in a certain form and it turns into what they call vegetable lymph or something like that. And it transmutes into your body and gives you energy. The power of Almighty God in you, I'm using the word transmutation. It's a very old word, but it's actually causing metamorphosis in you. You can actually beam with Him so much that it changes your outer looks, your outer system. That's how John G. Lake put the bubonic, the plague in his hand. Trying to talk too fast because my time's going. And it died.
Yeah.
It's not magic.
No.
It's Holy Ghost power frequency. Don't let words like frequency and all that be stolen over into the natural. It's yours. Church, right now there are people, I have friends that are using tools. How many of you know someone in history called Royal Rife? Know who he is? Okay, you know who he is? Okay, so he actually died early because he invented something very powerful that they didn't like. You know that? He invented something that you could actually, a machine that you could hold in your hands and it would send certain frequencies through your body and it was healing cancer. I have some friends actually here present that have owned that machine. And then I have a friend over in Kerrville who uses frequencies for a healing process. Why? Because science is getting a hold of what God already knows. That there are certain places you can go in the spirit like worship. Like prayer. Like intimacy with God. Okay. Sound is important. It's frequencies. Now, how many of you know what broadband is? I got to talk fast. Broadband? You know what broadband is? Okay, so in our techie world, it's high-capacity transmission technique with a wide range of frequencies that enables messages and communication to get to you. In our world, it's fiber optics, DSL, satellite, Wi-Fi. Actually, it existed long before that because we worked for the telephone company and we had broadband before there was ever internet. Remember that? You remember what it was like? And did you know that when you talked on that phone, remember that thing that dialed? Old timers in here, there was that thing that dialed and everything. That was a copper line, and going in that copper line, this is how the guy, Alexander Graham Bell, created that phone line. You have to, when you talk, remember when they first said hello and they said hello, you know what was happening? Vibrations were going through the copper like this and creating sound. Amen. Frequencies, vibration, broadband. Can I tell you there's a Holy Ghost broadband? There's something above even this. And above that can get into this and change you. That's how you're getting healed. The Holy Ghost broadband. All sorts of messages and vibrations are coming your way right now. Oral Roberts said that miracles are coming right by you every day. Reach out and get them. What's he talking about? He's talking about the fact that when God created this world and he put his spirit in it, that it is filled with possibilities, and you can reach out by the power of God into the power of God and receive anything you need. It's all him. He gets all the glory. Your power, your authority, he gets the glory for that. It's not you. Now here's what I want to get to as we're closing. God's future and potential and all promised possibilities are constantly flowing through the Holy Ghost to you. Right now. Now if you're dull to that, I don't know what to tell you. That's why I'm talking about all this stuff to try to stir you up. Yeah. Noise on your circuit limits the ability to hear and see your future. Mm. Noise. Religious noise. Being stuck in what you think. Being judgmental. Being unforgiving. Being sick. Being whatever it is. And how about this? It's not just sin that would make noise. It could be absolutely the way you're wired, or your gifts could cause too much noise. Are y'all listening to me? You getting too tired? You need to stay with me for four more minutes. You can be too noisy because of your gifting. I could get booked up and preach every date and ruin God's process with me in my life. If I just went wherever they wanted me to prophesy, that would not be smart. People do it. Yeah. There are people, my friends, some of my friends, and they've gone home early. They actually live like this. When I talk to them, preacher to preacher, they would say, I got a book total up or we won't make it financially. And I'm like, well, okay, but I make my living by my giving. It's not based on how booked up I am. It's not based on whether the church can pay me or not. It's based on my giving. Are you living like that? See, we're living on another plane. We're living in a higher position. We gotta work, 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 work. We gotta work, gotta work, gotta work, gotta work, gotta work, gotta work, gotta work. That could be a lot of noise. It could be a lot of noise. So I'm gonna tell you what to do. You can write this down. Psalm 46:10. Be still and know that I am God. That's what you have to know. Your future comes from God's possibilities and God's potential. You don't have to be tearing yourself up and toiling all the time. Yes, do your job. Someone that doesn't feed their family, the scripture says, worse than an infidel. You need to go out and do your job and all that, but not struggling from the point that inside your frequencies and your vibrations and your restful places that you can't get any peace because you're just too busy. You're too busy booking it up, doing it up. Got to get the sermon ready to go here. Got to get this to go here. Got to have this to go here. They're calling me on the phone to do this. I got to pray for this. I got to do that. I don't believe that's God's perfect will. You do what you can, but you do it at God's will. On the day of Pentecost, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all in one accord in one place. Acts 2:2, here it says, suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. They heard a sound. It wasn't wind. There may have been wind, but this said there was a sound. That sound, which is a frequency, changed everything. What can a sound from heaven do? Well, it brought forth a harvest of souls that day. 3,000 people got saved because they came pouring out on the street talking in all sorts of sounds because they had just heard a sound, and now they're all talking in other people's languages, and all these people start believing in Jesus. And guess what? Peter got his identity that day. That guy opened his mouth so many times in the wrong way, but on this day, he found himself. And he spoke the right sound because of the sound. Church, can I submit to you today that there's another sound coming? There's a sound coming, and it's coming to this church. And it's on a heavenly frequency. You can, if you can't stand frequency and all that I've been talking about, just call it the Holy Ghost, because he's coming here with a sound, and you can be aware of it. And you can have some life-changing experiences, and you can help everyone in here have life-changing experiences. God wants to do it. He's not short on his glory. We need to shut the noise down and hear the sound. Hear the frequency. Get on God's frequency. Get on God's frequency. Hear what he's saying. Now I close with this. When I told you I would tell you this Wednesday night, so I don't want to leave it out as we close, and we'll be right on target. I said to you that God was pedestrian and kinetic. Yep. You remember Wednesday night, and that I wanted to explain that to you because I felt like it would help you in your relationship with him. This has everything to do with what I just said. Kinetic energy is something that's moving. It's a force, right? Your body's kinetic. It's moving. There's stuff in you moving. This whole world is kinetic, but God is very kinetic. Now, he's a force. He's a spirit, but he looks like us. Well, how do you know he looks like us? I read it in the first chapter of Genesis. It says, let us make him in our image. God looks like a man, yet he's a spirit. And he's kinetic. So obviously he can do something that even the superheroes can't do. Amen. Now, stay with me. We hear people say, God will move. And he will honor your faith. Have you heard that? I heard Brother Jerry say it 3 days ago. When I got home, I listened to six people preaching. I was so hungry. And he said, God will honor your faith if you'll stay in faith. Now, that's very pedestrian.
Yeah.
You hear me? It's good. It's right. Okay? It's good. It sounds like cause and effect, doesn't it? And what did Brother Hagin teach us? God is a checker player. He will move, then you move, then he moves, then you move. Amen. So that's okay. God will play checkers with you. But he's also kinetic. He's force and atmosphere. He's glory. So we hear people say this. Everything has already been done. Jesus has already done it all. All you have to do is download it. That's kinetic. That's right, too. God's big, church. You can walk with him in the garden, pedestrian. He'll go fishing with you. He'll ride on the back of your motorcycle. He ain't scared. He'll walk with you. He'll talk with you. He'll be present with you. But he's also a realm. He's also power. He's also kinetic that you yourself can reach into and get what you need. Because Jesus has finished the work. What does that mean? That's when you're reaching out of time. That's when you're saying, in eternity, everything has been finished. I'm already saved. I'm already have my prosperity. I'm already, I just need to receive it. Both things are right. He's pedestrian. Love him like that. I really enjoy that about my Father and about Jesus, about Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is not a cloud. He's a person. But he's kinetic. He's a force. He's the anointing, right? He's both. Both of these things are right. Just enjoy them and don't struggle between the two. Well, is God going to do it or has he already done it? Yes. Yes. Is God going to hear me? Yeah, because you're going to hear this. I believe God's going to hear me. Well, he's already healed you. Just leave people alone and go, yes, he is going to heal you. It's okay. He has already healed outside of time. They're talking about in time. They're talking about pedestrian. You with me? So get off people's back. Let me tell you what I don't like about what you said. See, get off that. I've said it a bunch of times. Boy, people run in and correct me. I'm like, okay. He's already done it. He has. He's already done it. But in this time frame, he gonna do it. It's right. It's real. So you have him going to do things, yet you have mountain moving faith. You can say, it didn't say, now, if you have the faith of God, I'll come in here and move that mountain for you. That's kinetic. You can say to this mountain. But then over somewhere else it said, ask and I will. Now, can you see why we need to learn dimensions? Why I spent this whole hour trying to stretch you out, because God is bigger than your little mind. Let's stand up. Praise the Lord. Look, this is God. I'm calling in these angels. They need to go down there and fix this for Ronnie. Does God do that? Yeah. Yeah. God can come in. I've heard of angels coming in and people are laying on their bed and they get a vision and there's an angel working on them.
Amen.
I know people. That's pedestrian. And then there are people who wake up healed. That's kinetic. Trying to make your God bigger. He's everywhere, he's here, but he's personal. He's powerful, he's strong, he's in you, and you have power.
Yeah.
It's all a package deal. It belongs to you. Thank you for it, Lord. Connect with him on all levels.
Yes. That's good.
Now, I said all this so I can say this to you. You can comprehend with all the saints what is the length and the width and the depth and the height of this love, because from here we're going into the love of God. And we're going to see how big he is on all these levels. He loves you and will come through for you and has already come through for you. He's for you. He's not against you. And you need to see him on every level you can. He's big. And he's good. To the utmost, highest extent, God is good. And he won't quit being good. So every time you try to think back by, well, why God let this happen to me, you're not trusting in his love because he didn't do it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father, we declare today that we comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height to know the love of Christ, the anointed one, which passes knowledge. We'll have to look down into dimensions to see. We haven't been able to think like that. Eye hath not seen, ear has not heard all the things that God has prepared for those that love him, but the Spirit knows, and the Spirit will release, according to 1 Corinthians 2 that I'm quoting right now, the Spirit will release to us what we need to know. So, Father, we thank you that we can be filled with the fullness of God and give the glory to you who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or think, according to the frequencies, the light, the power, the strength, the might, the love of God, the sound of God. In Jesus' name. According, and what did it say? That it's working in us. You're alive right now because God. Atheists are alive right now because there's a piece of God in them.
That is right.
And they don't even know it, but he's a little light in there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's beaming and it's working and they're being held together by the word of his power. Glory to God. This weekend at Eagle Mountain, Patsy Caminetti, Nancy Dufresne, and Pastor Terry had a prayer meeting. And the flow that used to flow in the Hagen meetings showed up. And the power of God moved, and just people, they just got at the end of a row and released anointing, and they are all falling down like dominoes. Patty texted me and said, I have never in my life been in something like that. Loopy said the same. Never, and I'm sure you experienced it as well. The power of God was so strong, and what's on the head is on the body. I want you to expect the glory of God in Victory Church like never before. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you're just shy about the Holy Spirit, you're going to have to just sit in the back if you think you're going to need to run, because this is who we are. And we're not going to put Holy Spirit in the back room for your religion. Ooh, yeah. I'm not. Holy Spirit belongs in front. He does. And this is who we are. There are some churches who need to maybe do other things, who need to be more seeker friendly. That's not us. Well, you're never going to be huge if you don't I'll receive everybody. They're just going to have to receive us. But on the other hand, it's not the numbers. I'm looking for you waxing great in your spirit. If numbers come, that's wonderful. Our calling is milk to meat. Is for you to get everything you need so you can be a powerhouse for God.
Yeah.
That's our calling. We know our calling.
Yeah.
We're having a landslide.
Yeah.
because every person here wants to grow up in God.
Yeah.
Amen. God loves you. We love you. Stay in victory. Bye-bye now.